Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We're looking at the issue of anti-Semitism. Anti-Israel activists, highly active on U.S. campuses, yes, because of the conflict between Hamas and Israel, and these students have no connections whatsoever to that part of the world, let alone the IDF. Well, joining us now on the line to make sense of what is going on, we welcome Professor Karen Milner, who's the chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies. Professor, good afternoon to you. Thanks once again for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Great to have you on board, Professor, and thanks so much for availing your time to talk to us about, well, the basis of our conversation this afternoon, looking at this headline in the Times of Israel, and I quote, ADL report card finds some campuses fixing responses to anti-Semitism. Why such a concerted effort, Professor, from your point of view? Would you say this is happening right now?
Such a concerted effort from the ADL, or such a concerted effort from the campus protesters?
From the campus protesters, and of course, yes, this apparent ignorance as to what is transpiring on their premises.
Yeah, so I think that the university campuses in the U.S. have really, taken the U.S. jury by surprise as a starting point. Mm-hmm. And I think that they've found this cause. I think that there are a number of reasons for it. Some of them are the fact that there is a war going on, and that there is a way that the narrative around that war has been slanted in such a way to make it seem as if position of students on campus have chosen to take a particular stance on that wall. We are aware that there's also been a lot of money that's been flowing into those United States universities. That certainly may be playing a role in these campus protests. And it's become a really kind of big cause for people who were struggling to find a cause in the early 21st century, and are now finding, you know, the main thing is that many, many of the people involved, certainly in the U.S. on those campus protests, have a very limited and very surface knowledge and understanding of the conflict in the Middle East. But they're finding a sense of meaning, they're finding a sense of community through protesting it.
But Professor, don't they understand the bigger picture as to what is going on here? What exactly are they getting involved in? It seems like a wokeness trend is more priority than, in actual fact, what is happening on the ground in the Middle East.
Yes, I think what's happening on the ground in the Middle East is complicated, and it's complex. And I think that when you are looking for a cause to make your kind of point that you are in favor of social justice and in favor of supporting social justice, I think it's much easier just to grab onto this cause and to really understand what is a really complex geopolitical, a really complex geopolitical conflict that, as we know, has a complex causes. It's not a simple conflict,
sure.
And I think that's what's been missed by the people who've taken on this cause and the images that are flashing across people's screens, the kind of messaging that they're getting from the press contributes to that belief that it's a simple conflict where the more powerful player is Israel, the less powerful player is the Gazans and the Palestinians. And I want to make it very clear, the innocent deaths on both sides are absolutely tragic, but the narrative remains that this is a one-sided war where the powerful player is Israel, and that the Gazans have effectively no agency and have had no role to play in this war. And that's why the protesters get so upset and so angry when pictures of hostages go up, for example, and why they pull down the pictures of hostages. Because as soon as you put up the pictures of hostages or explain what happened on October the 7th, the narrative gets destroyed. And that's why there's such a resistance even to putting up a picture of babies. And that's why the pictures of the babies are torn down, because it destroys that simplistic narrative.
Professor, you're at home in South Africa. From your perspective, what does it look like on campus premises here in the country? What are we looking at regarding anti-Semitism?
Yeah, South African campuses are you can't compare them to the campuses in, not all campuses in America, but some of the campuses that we've been seeing these protests going on. I think that we've got a much, much more, we've got far less problems in South Africa than we've seen at the, in these US campuses overall. And I say overall because it differs campus by campus, but we've certainly seen no, for example, last year, at the end of last year, there was even a call by Naledi Pandor, then Minister of Foreign Affairs, to call on students actually to come out and protest for Palestine and to have the kinds of encampments that we were seeing in US universities. And firstly, the fact that she had to make that call shows how little grassroots support it was getting. And secondly, people who did come out, the encampments were very short-lived, they were very small. So there isn't really strong grassroots support on most of our university campuses. But we've got to work at that quite hard as well, because I think that there is, as there are in American campuses, there certainly are groups on South African campuses, and we see it particularly in Cape Town, who do want to import this conflict onto South African soil and do want to create divisiveness in South Africa. And we really need to work very hard to make sure that our campuses remain kind of Jew-friendly campuses that I believe that they are.
Let's certainly hope so. Professor, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us on the Afternoon Overdrive to give us your views on anti-Semitism activities within campus arenas, if I can put it that way. Professor Karen Milner, chairperson of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies.